Grand rising, everyone. If you are listening to this in the morning, if you're listening to this at any other time, I'm sure it still applies. Grand rising is taking yourself to that next level, renewing yourself, and having no limitations on your mind and your thoughts for what you are and who you can be. So I was doing some reflecting. I looked at my old notes and I was like, when I first thought about doing this podcast, I was inspired by my friend. I had a lot of different types of topics. And it was just like money, divorce, marriage, single life, health, and all of that. But I'm finding that as I am evolving as a human, I made that list in 2020 of December, I'm realizing that my podcast, what I intended it to be, is also evolving. Still talking about these different things, but in just like a different way than what I had originally planned. And that's totally okay. So just wanted to reflect back on that. And by the way, tip for today, get a journal. Write down your reflections. Type down your reflections. Record your reflections. There's so many different apps. There's so many different platforms for people to download. That way no one else can read it. I still use the old school journaling. And I tell you, man, if you cannot chart your growth in your head, which many of us can't because we don't, like as we move from one phase to the next, we tend to forget some details. If you put all of that in a journal and then at the end of the year, read your journey, I mean, it's like, for me, sometimes it's like reading a novel, I swear, all the stuff, all the thoughts. But in doing that, you can evaluate your growth. So if you look back at your journal, and I don't recommend like rereading everything all the time, but like after you've made some entries and some time has passed, maybe like 6 months or so, go back to page one and read to understand your progress, to understand yourself. You know, our brains play tricks on us, okay? Whenever people say, oh, it was subconscious, it's this, it's that, your brain is constantly playing a trick on you to, and we influence it, okay, based on the things we allow ourselves to accept or not accept. But that journaling, that's hardcore evidence. That's like in the moment. That's your reality. So I just encourage every lady, man, girl, boy, anybody, journal. It'll help you to give yourself credit for your journey, or it'll help you to adjust yourself so that you can accomplish the goals that you want to accomplish, so that you can have the progress that you want. So I just wanted to come on really quick and tell you about that, and tell you about my reflection. I thought of this because my daughters, I'm cleaning out stuff. I'm a mother of two girls, if you don't remember from my earlier podcast. And they found my old journal from 1989. And I used to journal in a poetic format. So it wasn't like your typical dear diary, this is what happened. And by the way, journaling is what you want it to be. Some pages you may draw pictures. Some pages you might write a whole chapter. But then there's sometimes, like for me, where a poem captured that moment. So my girls read it and they're like, Mom, this is you? Like, this is you hardcore when you were this young? I'm like, yeah. And they were impressed. Not by my poetry, but that I was so descriptive in my feelings. And I was so mature at that stage. So it's also something nice to share with your kids later on, when they're of age, of course, for certain topics. But I just always have journaled from being a little girl, and I encourage other people to do it as well. So if you're stressed out, if you've just begun a journey of love, a journey of heartbreak, a journey of despair, a journey of excitement, regardless of what that journey was for you or is for you, document it so that later on, good, bad, you can go back and reflect on your journey. And that's what life is all about. Reflecting on what we've done and getting and being better. So today may not be so great. All my days aren't great. But one thing that I can say is that I do spend time in the morning reflecting on why my day might not be so great and ways that I can avoid it. And a journal helps us to do that. It helps us to see our patterns. So wanted to just give us this little gem. And hopefully you'll take my advice. If not, that's okay. But it's here for you when you need it. And for now, I'm going to say goodbye. And may all of you have the day that you deserve.